following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good Friday morning to you. It's September 4th. This is Greg Bledsoe. I love saying it's Friday. I don't love the weather that's on the way for the weekend. It is going to be dangerously hot, so we'll talk about that in just a moment. Right now, though, the latest coronavirus numbers look like this. Our case rate from yesterday was 5.8. That's 5.8 cases for every 100,000 people. That is slightly down from the day before, which is good. But we're trying to keep that number below 7, and it's pretty close right now. If it goes above 7, then some of the restrictions on businesses may have to go back in place because the county would move back into the next tier for the state's restriction. So keeping an eye on that number, we had 325 new cases reported yesterday out of about 9,000 tests. So that's a positive rate of right around 4%. There were 5 new deaths reported yesterday. That brings the county to 700 so far. And, you know, millions of people have either filed or tried to file for unemployment in California this year. And there have just been so many complaints about the system, either people not being able to get through or nobody getting back to them for weeks or months. So state lawmakers are going to look into this now. This was a bipartisan move. Democrats and Republicans have approved an audit of the state's EDD office. They're going to try to figure out how this backlog happened and then try to figure out how to fix it, hopefully. So that's pretty big news there from Sacramento. Okay, the hot weather for the weekend is going to be a big story. And for one, there are a few different parts of this, but for one, you're being asked to conserve your energy this weekend to try and avoid any rolling blackouts, especially between 3 and 9 p.m. Now, that said, the governor has done something he did not do the last heat wave we had a few weeks ago. He signed an emergency proclamation yesterday allowing power plants to generate more power than they would normally be allowed to. So he's suspending certain permitting requirements, hoping that that ups the supply of our energy and gets us through the weekend. But conserve if you can. And then, of course, fire danger is elevated as well. So Cal Fire is staffing up. Now, thankfully, we don't have a Santa Ana this weekend. It's just going to be really hot, but it is going to be dry. So we have a lot of watches and warnings. And we'll check in with Ashley Matthews in just a moment on the specifics in our forecast there. But just do what you can this weekend to stay cool. And part of that is being outside. And, you know, there are a lot of new places that have been able to reopen under the state's new guidelines. Balboa Park, one of those places where a lot of things are opening back up, both indoors and outdoors. Nice weekend to be outside if you can. You can stay cool and you bring your water with. The Japanese Friendship Garden in Balboa Park has already opened. Also, some of the indoor spaces in the park that are allowed to open now under the state's guidelines. The Museum of Art and the Model Railroad Museum both open up this weekend. The Air and Space Museum is already open. And then over at SeaWorld, they're actually opening up some of their indoor exhibits, like the penguin and the shark encounters. Now, again, this is because the state guidelines allow them to do that. They have to keep the capacity down below 25%. So a lot of the parks' outdoor spaces are open, and now some of the indoor spaces are open as well. And here's something pretty fun and safe that you can do outside this weekend. When the county fair was canceled earlier this summer, some of the vendors still figured out a way to get together up there at the fairgrounds and offer some of their food in a socially distanced way. You know, you can stop by and pick up the food. This is the last weekend you can do that. So if you wanted to get some of that fair food and you have not had a chance to check that out, this is the last weekend for it. And if you're leaving town this weekend, well, get this. Gas prices this year for Labor Day, the lowest they've been for a Labor Day weekend in 15 years. So this is nationally. We're at $2.23 a gallon nationally, about a dollar higher than that here in California as we normally are, or San Diego County. We're at $3.22 a gallon. Still, though, even though we're so much higher than the rest of the country, it's 41 cents cheaper than last year's Labor Day here in San Diego. And again, historically, over the last 15 years, these are the lowest Labor Day prices we've seen. So some good news there. Okay, back to this weather now. Let's get to Ashley Matthews and take a look at what could be some dangerous heat for the weekend.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Ashley Matthews here with a look at your weather for today. We have made it to Friday. I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday weekend, but there are some things weather-wise that you do need to know about because we have a few advisories in effect. An excessive heat warning that starts today at 10 a.m. through Monday at 8 p.m. for much of the county. And it actually includes the coast starting tomorrow morning. And then it's the whole county that's under this excessive heat warning. Also, fire weather watch. That advisory starts Saturday morning through Sunday evening. I think that'll be the warmest time of this weekend. That includes for the San Diego coastal slopes and foothills. We have to be very careful. Fire danger is very high this weekend with gusty winds and low humidity. But for today, it's looking like the coast should see some patchy fog in the early hours and then some clearing, a high of 83 degrees. Inland valleys are going to be sunny and hot, 97 degrees. Mountains coming in sunny and hot as well, 94 degrees. Deserts dangerously hot at 114. Please stay hydrated and stay indoors during those peak hours. I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend. Greg, send it back to you.
All right, thank you, Ashley. Well, Padres had a bit of a rough day yesterday. They got shut out. That just doesn't happen this year to this team. This is only the second shutout they've had, so that's okay. New pitcher was on the mound. Mike Clevinger actually had an okay outing, actually managed to make it pretty deep into the game. And there's a new on fryer right now. So Derek and Darnay are talking about this, and the Padres bandwagon is growing. So that's what they're going to be talking about this week on our latest On Fryer podcast, which just dropped yesterday. So go check it out. Have a great weekend. Please stay safe. Stay cool. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.